Good morning. Thank you for calling R-Star Fiber. My name is Frank Mi. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
Sure. My name is Will White.
Hi. Good morning, Mr. White. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. And how may I help you today?
I'm attempting to put in a reservation for service. It's coming to my area in December. And when I get to the credit check section, it says there's an issue checking your credit score and says to call this phone number.
Okay, I do apologize for that inconvenience. If you would like, I'll be able to I can help you sign up. I would just have to start from the beginning with your address, if that's okay.
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay, thank you so much. And can I have your address, please?
Yes, my address is 592 Main Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
12401, thank you so much. 592. Okay, this is for your home.
Correct.
Perfect. Yes, and I do see as of December 27, that's when the service will be available. All right. And what speed were you looking to get?
The 2 gig, please.
2 gigs, okay. At this time, do you know if you need any extenders for your home?
I do not.
Okay. We also provide phone services. Is that something that you'd be interested in today?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just verifying that the address of service will be 592 Main Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. And do you own or rent this property?
I own.
Okay, thank you. How are your current utilities wires fitting into your home, through the poles or on the ground?
Through the poles.
Through the poles. Okay, perfect. In case most likely that's how R-Star Fiber is going to install your service through the poles. But in case they have to do it underground, is that okay? Is it okay if they put a temporary drop and then they'll cover that drop within 10 days from installation?
What's the cost? Is there additional cost for underground versus overhead?
Depends of how far you are from the street, from the box. The first 150 feet are free.
Okay. Nope. That'll be fine then. Yep.
Oh, perfect.
I'm within 150 feet of the house or the poles. So.
For the poles. Okay. Perfect. All right. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. First name is Will, W-I-L-L.
William. I-A-M. Yep.
Okay. And last name is White, W-H-I-T?
E. Oh, W-H-I-T-E.
I-T. Yep, no problem. Sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. And can I please have your email address?
Yes. Will, W-I-L-L, White, mm-hmm. W-H-I-T-E, 78 at Gmail.
Thank you. I have willwhite78@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Perfect. Thank you. And what is the best phone number to contact?
845-750-6668.
Okay. 845-750-6668.
That's correct.
Perfect. Thank you. How may we contact you, through phone, email, or text?
All of the above are fine for non-marketing.
Okay. So for the text, at R-Star Fiber, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to reconfirm your installation appointment via text. But let me assure you that you will not... I'm sorry. We will only use this method for a specific... account updates. We would not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You could choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls instead. Message and data rate may apply. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay, perfect. So for email, if I put the email, you might receive some marketing emails. So should I not select that one?
Yes, don't select that then.
Okay, perfect.
I know there were two different options on the online site is why I said that. They had them as two separate choices, marketing versus tech.
Okay. And for the phone calls, did you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated or pre-recorded from ArchStop and its vendors to the phone number that you have provided?
Yes.
Okay. You may revoke this consent at any time, okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, and I know that you wanted to do the credit check, but I just need to read it for the recording. Mr. White, for as part of our order process, we would need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This would not affect your credit score. We just need a new pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it will automatically require a $50 deposit. So we would... You still would like to do the credit check, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me just plug in this information here, 592 Main Street. All right, so for this portion, we will also need your social security number, if you'd be able to provide me with that, please.
Yes. Tell me when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
085-72-2445.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All right, everything went through perfectly, and the report came out great, so no deposit is required. Okay, and for the $10 discount, would you like to do the auto pay and paperless billing with your ACH account, your checking or your savings account?
Yes.
Okay. And I would need your routing number and your account number, please. Whenever
okay,
you're ready, we
hold
can start
on
with the routing number.
Okay, give me one sec here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want the routing number first?
Yes, please.
212. I'm sorry. Let me start over. I apologize.
No worries.
221-976-243.
Thank you. And the account number, please.
200-259-290-01.
Okay, thank you. And the account is under your name as William White.
That's correct.
Perfect. Thank you. Your first payment will come out from this account on the day of your installation. And then from there on, every month,
okay,
your bill will also come out from this account. All right. So in case our technicians need to do the installation on the ground, is there anything that they should be aware on the ground, any septic tanks or buried wires?
Yes, there's drainage pipes and a driveway they'd have to get past.
Okay. I'm sorry, drainage and?
A driveway.
Driveway. Okay, they would contact you first if that's, you know, they have to go with that in that direction. Okay, and do you agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to place the order now. When it gets closer to the December 27th date, someone from ArchStaff Fiber will reach out to you to schedule the installation appointment. And now that we have signed you up for service, you will receive two emails. One will be the confirmation of this order. The other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your ArchStaff Fiber customer account, where you'll be able to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept your terms of service. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation. And we also advise our new customers to maintain consistency with your current internet. We advise you that to disconnect that service until ArchStaff Fiber has installed their services.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with today? Any questions that you have at this time? We're all done.
Oh, no, we should be all set. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling ArchStaff Fiber. You have a great day, sir.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.